Proclamation number 5540 of 25th of November, 1952. Why Jesus Christ and his work of redemption must be recognized. The sinner is forgiven through Jesus Christ's death. The love of the human being Jesus took all the guilt of sin on earth upon himself and atoned for it through his death. He paid the great debt with his blood, and every sinner can therefore receive redemption, provided he believes in Jesus Christ and his work of redemption. Christ's sacrificial death was therefore offered for the whole of humanity, yet only a few participate in it, only a few consciously availed themselves of the blessings which the man Jesus acquired through his death. And therefore redemption, the release from all guilt of sin, is always an act of free will and must also remain so. The human being himself must want to become free through him, otherwise he cannot reach God who embodied himself in Jesus Christ. Faith in God is only an empty phrase as long as it is not proven. Faith in God also results in the recognition of one's own relationship to God. Believing in God as the highest and most perfect being also reveals the great distance between oneself and God, and this distance must inevitably be reduced because it was not there in the beginning when the being was created perfectly by God. And man recognizes himself as a creature of God as soon as he pretends to believe in God. And thus faith must result in the being striving towards God again, that it wants to enter into the relationship again in which it stood in the beginning. But it must also seek a reason in the distance between itself and God and thus come to the realization that it has created this distance itself through sin. Consequently, want to become free from this guilt. But since the guilt is enormous, because the sin was directed against God, the human being is not able to pay off this enormous guilt of sin in his short earthly lifetime. He has to accept help offered to him, help which the God-man Jesus wants to bring to him, whom sinful humanity took pity on and who therefore offered a sacrifice of atonement and his love for people in order to help them become free from guilt. Only through Jesus Christ, then, is freedom from all guilt possible. 25th of the 11th, 1952. Therefore you had to pay off an enormous guilt because your past sin was directed against God himself. God is love, and anyone who sins against love sins against God himself. And he makes it virtually impossible for love to take care of him because it was previously rejected. Hence the path to God is simply an absurdity, because a being which voluntarily distances itself from God cannot reach God on this path. Understand this, you transgress against love and can therefore only find forgiveness if you acknowledge love and turn to it. And therefore the man Jesus took this mission upon himself to pay the tribute to eternal love, which proved his profound love for God and people to himself. Only through love could a guilt be redeemed which was directed against eternal love. For this reason, however, you humans cannot ignore Jesus Christ either, you cannot exclude him. For you can only enable the return to God through love, but if you practice love you will also brightly and clearly recognize Jesus the man's merciful act of love and acknowledge him as your savior, because love unites with everything that is love, and Jesus Christ was embodied love and thus accepted God himself into himself, whose fundamental substance is love. And thus God's strength of love manifested itself in a human being, it took shape, as it were. The strength, which emanated into infinity, which is everywhere in the entire universe, the strength, which is to be addressed as God himself, yet not visible to anyone as such, chose a form imaginable to human beings and radiated through it, so that God himself was in the man Jesus, that he must be acknowledged as God, for his whole being was God because it was love, and only the external form was human as long as he dwelled on earth, until even after his crucifixion this form was permeated by God's light of love and therefore was able to ascend into heaven transfigured and spiritualized, yet only visible to those whose souls already possessed a certain degree of maturity to be able to behold divine spirituality without having to perish from it themselves. Divine justice had been satisfied, divine love had been reconciled through Christ's crucifixion, yet without acknowledging Jesus and his act of salvation the human being remains irrevocably in sin, which separates him from God, and he can never become blissfully happy. Amen.